things were kept therein. Couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. No, town, no, town, no. Couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. No. Well, he grabbed a gray goose by the neck, flung it up across his back. He didn't mind the quack, quack, quack on the legs all dangling down. No, down, no, down, no. He didn't mind quack, quack, quack on the legs all dangling down. No. Well, an old mother flippa-floppa jumped out of bed. Out of her window she cocked her head. John, John, the gray goose is gone and the fox is on the town. No, town, no, town, no. John, John, the gray goose is gone. Fox is on the town. No. Johnny ran to the top of the hill, blowing his horn both loud and shrill. Fox, he said, he better flee with my kill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Fox, he said, he better flee with my kill, or they'll soon be on my trail. Oh. Well, the fox, he ran till he came to his den. There were his little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again. Must be a mighty fine town, oh. Well, the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a spoon and knife. They'd never had such a supper in their lives, and the little ones chewed on the bone.